The private sector added more than 80,000 workers in June, better than the previous month, but not enough to offset the loss of more than 200,000 temporary jobs with the U.S. Census. At a congressional hearing Friday, Commissioner Keith Hall with the Bureau of Labor Statistics put the numbers in perspective.
Although the private sector job growth was not strong, it was job growth, and it has been growing now for six straight months. So I think in context, that's a positive sign.
Still, the net loss of 125,000 jobs shows the uneven nature of the U.S. recovery. John Sylvia is senior economist at Wells Fargo Bank.
Private payroll gains continue to be modest, and I would say it does raise flags for those super optimists who are looking for a V-shaped recovery and thinking that we're going to get back to normal very quickly in the U.S. economy.
The slow recovery is bad news for more than a million Americans who will stop receiving unemployment benefits because Congress adjourned for the holiday weekend without extending federal aid. Although the House has passed an extension, the Senate has not. Republican senators are insisting that the extension be paid for with budget cuts to other programs. Texas Republican Kevin Brady.
Democrats have no one to blame but themselves. This is not a surprise. We've known this deadline for months. They hold a supermajority in the House, the Senate, and they hold the White House. And I guess other than blaming George Bush, I think they have to look in the mirror for those who will not be getting help this month.
Democrats will try to pass the measure after a replacement is named for Senator Robert Byrd, who passed away June 28th after serving more than 50 years in the Senate. Before leaving to attend the funeral, President Obama announced new stimulus projects to bring broadband internet to rural communities.
In the short term, we expect these projects to create about 5,000 construction and installation jobs around the country. And once we emerge from the immediate crisis, the long-term economic gains to communities that have been left behind in the digital age will be immeasurable.
Despite the weak report, the nation's unemployment rate fell 0.2 points to 9.5% as thousands of Americans gave up looking for work. All told, nearly 15 million Americans are unemployed. Millar Sega, VOA News.